Pass.
Rabbi said we're about to begin. Beis Hashem, we'd like to try to finish the sugya today on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Tomorrow we're going to start the sugya on Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Beis Hashem, which is a discussion about Ksuba. Tomorrow's Wednesday, and then Thursday, hopefully, we'll also try to be mashlim that sugya. There's another interesting sugya over here. It's a real hashlama to what we've been talking about, the sugya of Bachar and Nasui. It's really, it comes out very prominently here in the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Gemara starts. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ayim Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Neman LaHafsida Ksubasa. We spoke about Rashi says that this is different than Rabbi Lazar. Not necessarily the machlokes, but different than Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar says, "Amir Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Neman La'isra Lav," which Rashi said means La'isra Lav and not Lafsik Yisbas. So someone else also says that Rabbi Lazar holds you not Neman Lafsida. Who is that? Who else says that? Maybe even a little bit more prominent than Rashi. Yerushalmi, but Tosfos doesn't bring Yerushalmi because Yerushalmi Stamazai brings Rabbi Lazar differently. Brings Rabbi Lazar Amir Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Aser Lakaima, but I call upon him. That's the way rationalism is a different sugya. We said the Shita says that because that sugya is Bachar, the sugya is Nasui. According to Tosfos, it's really one sugya. It's a blended sugya. And each one is saying a unique chiddush. Because Rabbi Lazar is saying that, not only Yuneman Lafsidik Subasa, but even La Yisraelav. And Rabbi Yudam Shmuel is saying not only Yuneman La Yisraelav, even Lafsidik Subasa. He says, which one's the bigger chiddush? Each one has an element of Kiddush, we said. We're going to get to the Chashash Meshaker, we're going to get to the Chashash Lokimle. That's the way we learned Toysis' Pshat. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, I'm Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Nehman Lapsida Ksubasa. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my Komashmal Antonino. What is the Kiddush you have a Mishnah? Rabbi Yisai, Abaye said, Af Anon Nami Tanino. What does Af Anon Nami Tanino mean? Sounds like he's giving a support to Rabbi Lazar. And down here, I'm Rabbi Yosef, my Komash Malon Tanina. Over here, it sounds like a Mishnah is going to be a problem. It's problematic to have a Mishnah. My Komash Malon. So we explained, in general, if there is a Mishnah like an Amor, is that good news or bad news? Bad news. What about if there's a Braisa like an Amor? Is that good news or bad news? That's good. That's okay. Why? He doesn't have to know all the braises, so he's mechavin to a Tana, beautiful. But if you're mechavin to a Mishnah, then that shows that there's something really not right. Why not? Because you should have known the Mishnah. So what did Abaye say before Afana Nami Tanina? He said, because maybe Abaye knew that it wasn't so mefurish in that Mishnah. So you have to kind of like extrapolate from the Mishnah, and therefore you can't say it's Akasha on our Rabbi Lazar, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. I'm a Mefurish Mishnah, but it's the Mishnah lends itself to the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar. Mashiachin over here, it sounds like Rabbi Yosef held that Mamish is a Mishnah. My Komash Lantanina, state in Mishnah. Let's see how it says it in the Mishnah. State in Mishnah. What does it say? Someone who eats by Chama B'Yehuda without Eidim. In Yochalitun Tainis Besulim, Mepnei Shemis Yached Ima. Someone who eats by his father-in-law in Yehuda, you can't tie in a tainus besuim because they're miyached. But Yehudu doloi matzitayin, abegol matzitayin. Okay, that's pretty clear. Where can you not tie in this besuim? Where? In Yehuda. It's basically black on white. But in Galil, can you tie in a tainus besuim?
Yes.
Great. Eloi Yisraela Yehuda Maila. If he's just talking the Asa Yehuda, why can't he? We have a klal umetum shavya nafshe. Chadichin Yisrael, why can't he tie in him? Must be lafsiduk subasa. Vidikotoyin taina. Here comes. He's coming in. He's coming for the jugular. I'm going to show you. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. It's mefurish a Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah says Behuda is in what's time of garments in time. What's he tying? It must be dummy. My bitcoin tina. My love. The katoin tina is pesach basuach. Kasha on you, Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel. Lord, the katoin tina is dummy. That was pathetic. That just seems pathetic. That was a kasha on Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel. Every second grader can answer that question. What was he thinking? There's a mafurish on Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel. That this is the same thing as Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel. That's going to be a kash on him. Like, what was your chiddush? Where's the katan tanis pesach b'zuach? No. What was? In other words, what I'm saying is like this. Hold on a second. I'm saying like there's something compelling, super compelling, that's telling Rabbi Yosef that the Mishnah is talking about tanis pesach b'zuach. What is it? What is it? Dovi's pointing out we had it before. So first of all, before we didn't use the Mishnah as an attack on Rabbi Elazar. We used the Mishnah as support. So it doesn't bother me as much before. Second of all, Tosis before said a reason why we thought it was Tainas Pesach Pesuach. We thought it was because we thought there's no Kirudas on Dhamma. But we're not talking about Kirudas. Andrav is coming in and he's saying, I'm telling you Shana Besula. So why can't it be Tainas Dhamma? What in the world? This needs explanation. Comes along Rashi and says Rashi, and Rabbi say this chiddush in Rashi is huge mangus. Huge chiddush here in Rashi. Says Rashi. As you with me, Abed? Says Rashi the following thing. Rashi says, what is the reason why, according to Yerusha Mishmuel, you're Neman to say Pesach Pesuach? What's the logic behind the Nemanis? What did Rashi say? Chazok Yerusha Mishmuel Pesudah Mafsida. Does that chazaka exist also when itainas damim? Yes. Now, according to Rashi, the way we learned in the Shita Mekubetzes, we're talking right now about a bachar or a panoy in this sugya. A bachar or a nasi? Sorry. Nasi. So is this person a bucky? He is a bucky. Okay. Is there a difference between tainas pesach pesuach and tainas damim? There's really no difference. There's really not going to be any difference in our sugya. In both of them, do we have reason to think that he's making a mistake? Do we have reason to believe him? Well, if the chazaka is in place, we have reason to believe him. There's really no differentiation between Tainas Pesach Pasuach and Tainas Damim. When Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, "I'm a Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Afsidik Zubasa," what is really included in that statement? Not just Pesach Pesuach, also Damim. So when the Gemara said, "My love," the Katoin Tainas Pesach Pesuach, the Gemara also meant Damim. In the Havamina, you're Neman for Pesach Pesuach and for Damim. So what does the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara says, "Loi the Katoin Tainas Damim"? Says Rashi, Amar de Kechidish. It's unbelievable. Rashi isn't showing this in the Gemara. We don't just mean that he's walking in saying that there was no dam. What does it mean? It's a tiny mivureres. How did it become mivureres? Shushbinon. There's something else going on over here. There are people that were guards that were there that checked before the mappa, before they went in their room, and after there's Pashat ate him there, but outside of the room, Bashas Bia. I think Gemara doesn't really say that. So why do we, quote unquote, believe him? Can't be what? Can't be because he can't be lying. Or in other words, do we believe him? No, we don't really believe him. We believe they ate him. Ate him know that they went in the room. There was no dam. There was a map there. They came out of the room. There was no dam. So it's really the ate him that we're really believing. So much so that someone asked the question, why is it called a taina? See, he's not tining. There's ate him over here. But in the Maskana Gemara, the Katoin Tainas Damim. The Gemara does not mean to say that the Tainas Damim is what makes him Naaman. What makes him Naaman?
Ate
him. What? Oh, why does the Gemara refer to it as Pesach Pesuach and this one as Damim? The answer is it possible to have Edom on Pesach Pesuach?
No.
So the Gemara just means Pesach Pesuach as one of his Tainas. Damim is as the opportunity, the option of being that he's being Nema, that there's Edom that are supporting his claim. So Rabbi say, when you read this Mishnah, Ha'aychal Eitzel Chame B'Yehuda Shlo Be'edom Eni Yachal Etan Tainas B'Sulim, do you automatically think that it's talking about a case where there's Shushbinon, there's Edom standing there? No. So do you understand why the Gemara right away assumed this is a regular case where you can't tine, can't tine? I understand. My love, the Katoin Tainas Pesach Pesuach, or Damim, they're the same thing. And all those cases, we would be a support for Biudam Ashmur, that there's such a thing as a Chazok and Amterech Pesudam Afsido, so we can trust him. Doesn't it mean we can trust him? What's the Chumash Malan? No, we can't trust him. So how could he tie? He has Shushbinon, and it's a special case. Well, Zetz Ein and Okimta, we're going to say which is very, very big, Doichik. So I understand why, when Rabbi Yosef asked the question, Michael Mashal and Talina, he said, look, it's practically a Mefurish of Mishnah. Because the Mishnah just says that he could tie up. Comes the Gemara, no. The Mishnah means if there are Edim that are present when she goes into the room, then he could tie his daughter, and the Neman is Mikoyach the Edim. That's the way Rashi learns. So to Zayin Klor, my friends, in the Hava Amino of the Gemara, when the Gemara thought it was Toyin Tainas Pesach Pasuach, what's going to cause the Nemanis? Him, but what's giving him the Nemanis? What? Chazaka. And that Nemanis will stretch not only for Pesach Pasuach, but also? In the Maskana of the Gemara, what's causing the Nemanis? Edim. Is he Neman? Now, be careful with the word. Is he Neman to say Tainas Damim?
No.
Is he less Neman on Damim than he is Pesach Pasuach? Is he less Neman on Tainas Damim than Pesach Pasuach? No. So why by Damim do we say he's Neman? Because of the Edim.
Why? He's a Baki though. He should be more Neman for without the Edim, he should be
Pesach Pasuach.
He's not believed by Pesach Pasuach.
He's the same not believing
Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. And we don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. The Gemara is saying, no, maybe you don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Really, Rabbi Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is not Neman Lafsida. He's not Neman Lafsida. Lafsida Ksubasa is not, I'm going to get back to you in a second. He's not Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. Maybe not. So why is he Neman? In that case over there we were talking about, it seems like he is Neman. That's a special Okimta. What's going on over there? What's going on over there? In that special Okimta, Edim. So we believe him because of the Edom, not because of him himself. And in Achanami, we're not going to believe a person is Stamazoy. Maybe not. This is the way that Rashi is learning the Sugya. I ask you a question, Baruch asks the question, Baruch Kunstler, I don't get it. Why is he not believed? He's a Bucky. He's a Bucky. Why don't we believe him?
He's not believed for Rashi.
Oh, I'll ask you even better. What about Damim? Why does he not believe on Damim? What do you need Shushbin him for? Just Damim is, you don't have to be a Bucky. Everyone is a Bucky in Damim. Why don't we believe him? What's the answer? Because maybe. Maybe he's lying. Not he's making a mistake. Damim, you're not making a mistake. Maybe he's lying. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's Machadish is Svara. What's his Svara? Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's Chiddish. Why? Chazok and Emterech Besudo Mafsida. We have a chazaka, we can believe him. Who said? That's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's chiddush is, I can believe you. Even though we have no proof. A man walks in and says, Pesach Pasuach. Can he back that? Can he prove that? No. So, B'nagei to Isser, why do we believe him? Let's get it clear. B'nagei to Isser, why do we believe him? Why do we believe him? It's your problem. According to Rashi, Zachneder, according to Tosfos, it's okay, whatever, we believe you because it's only Nogei to you anyway. But Nogei to Mamon. Whoa. Mamon, why are we believing him? So there's two answers in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel seems to say, why are we believing him? Chazaka. Which maybe is Geboit on Tachanas Chazaka. What does the Gemara says? Maybe no, maybe you don't believe in Mechazaka. So why does the Gemara seem to say in the case of if a Gaul Matzi Tain, why the Gaul Matzi Tain? Because that's a special Kimta. What's the Kimta? Azoi learnt Rashi. Azoi learnt Rashi. Reb David Kviat. In the Sefer Sukkas David, is medayik from Tosfos nisht azay. He's medayik from Tosfos. When Tosfos says the maskana is loy dekotoyin tainas damim, says Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, the havitaina berura midein stinim meluchlachim bedam. Tosfos doesn't make any mention of Edom. You understand? Rashi's doing a major doichek in the Gemara. Rashi's saying, the Gemara says, Mayav de katoin tainas pezuzuch, loy tainas damim. What's the difference in dam and pezuzuch? Says Rashi, oh, there's Edom over there. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rashi's using a crowbar and shoving that into the Gemara. He's inserting in the Gemara. It doesn't say that. So Tosfos makes no mention. It sounds like Tosfos is not learning like Rashi. This is his learning. There's a fundamental difference between Tainas Pesach Pesuch and Tainas Damim. And what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman. He's not being Mechadish Tainas Damim. Tainas Damim is simple. You know why Tainas Damim is simple? Because he is a bookie. It's Burr. It's Kimlay. There's no Damim is open shut. The chiddush is that even on Tainas Pesach Pasuach, where I might think that he's not a bucky. That's the way Tosfos learns. So Rabbi Isai, just to explain, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos going on through this sugya. According to Rashi, is a bachur a bucky, yes or no?
No.
Did the Gemara ever waffle on that? Did the Gemara ever waver on that? No. The Gemara is, it was the Kama, maybe he's not a bucky, he is a bucky, no! He's not a bucky! So why is it usher? Why is it usher? He's not a bucky. Why is it usher? He's not a bucky. Why is it usher? Shav Yanavshe. Our sugya says that he's neman lafsidak subaso. What's pshat in that? In the beginning of the sugya, lafsidak subaso. Why would it be lafsidak subaso? What? So, but Lamaisa, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Chazaka today till tomorrow. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's talking about Nasui. Is Nasi a bucky? Yes. Rashi's clear cut. Bucky, not Bucky. Who's a Bucky? Nasi. Who's not a Bucky? Bacher. And there's no, we're not going back and forth on this at all. According to Tosfos, the whole Gemara's discussion the whole time is he a Bucky? He is. Is he a Bucky? He's not. Is he a Bucky? That's the whole discussion. What was the Gemara's Havamina? The Havamina was making Mudu like Kimlei, that he's not a Bucky. What's the Kamashmon according to Tosfos? He is a Bucky. In Pesach Pesuch? Yeah. So the Gemara is handling, is he a Bucky? Is he not a Bucky? That's the whole discussion of the Gemara. Comes to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is talking about, I'm a Pesach Pesuch, but says he's Neman. Pesach Pesuch, he's Neman. He's a Bucky. He is a Bucky. He is a Bucky. Maybe he's not a Bucky. Okay, Tainas Damim is for sure a Bucky. But Tainas Pesuch, maybe he's not a Bucky. And that's the whole discussion, the whole time. Tosfos continues this in our sugya. Says Tosfos, look, Damim is for sure a Bucky. What about Pesach Pesuch? I don't know. I'm not sure. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar. Is he a Bucky? Is he not a Bucky? It's going to be the Chiddush also of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Is he a Bucky? Not a Bucky? Tosfos blends the sugyas. Tosfos makes it all one sugya. Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is not talking about something else, or Rabbi Lazar. Talking about the same thing. According to Rashi, these are two different sugyas. That is a sugya of Bachar and Isser. Why is he Usser in the case of over there, Bachar and Isser? Shavya Nafshe, not a Bucky, nothing to talk about. This is a sugya of Mammon. We're talking about Nasui, and here he is a Bucky. So forget it. Don't blend the sugyas. They have nothing to do with each other. According to Tosfos, no, there's all one sugya. Isser, Mammon, it all goes together. The Havamina was that he's not a Bucky. The Kamashmalan is he is a Bucky. So therefore, is Tainas Damim going to be a better Taina than Tainas Pesach Pesuach? Yes. Why? Because we don't know if he's a Bucky when it comes to Tainas Pesach Pesuch. That's what we've been talking the whole time. Is he a Bucky? Is he not a Bucky? According to Rashi, it's open shut. This one is a Bucky, this one's not a Bucky. So what's the Shaila? Nothing to do with whether he's a Bucky or not. It's a Shaila whether or not you rely on this Chazok and Amturach Mesudah Mavzida. So it's a different sugya. Tez L'Shitasa. Tez L'Shitasa, it's a different sugya. I'm not sure where that comes in.
If by dummy she's not able to be a kuri daite, then that would make a massive difference. Then that would be a difference between Pesach Pesuach and dummy. We're not worried over the were not worried by davening because it's based on the facts.
Maybe that would affect Kuri Daita. Tosfos himself says that, but we're not talking about the sugya of a Kuri Daita now. Now we're talking about Lafsidik Subasa. I mean, that might be a detailed difference between the two of them, but in the it's not going to affect our sugya. Okay. Rabbosai. According to Rashi, let's get back to the sugya for a second. In the Hava Mina of the Gemara, or when we do Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, what does Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel hold? According to Rashi, is the same thing true by Damim also? Yes. What's the reason why you're Neman? Chazaka. What about in Yehuda? Yehuda, is he Neman to say Pesach Pesuach? Why not? The Gemara says, Mifnei Mesiachet Ima. So what? He was Mesiachet Ima. But Chazaka, Ein Adam Toreach Besuda Umafsida. I don't get it. There's no reason in the world to think that this person is lying. This person's not going to lie. Chazak and Terech Besuda Mafsida. So why in Yehuda is he not Neman? Rashi answers. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi. Miyubi Yehuda, it's around seven lines from the bottom. Miyubi Yehuda, loy mehemen. Shema baal biyamei erisin, vishachach. Oy heraba mitoy chibasai, veloyada shashiba bisaleha. Says Rashi that what happened over here is somehow he doesn't know that he's the one who did it. In other words, is he lying when he says Pesach Pesach Matzasi?
No.
Is he mistaken when he says Pesach Matzasi?
Yes.
So a lie would be going against the Chazaka and Amtrech Besuda Mafsida? Would a mistake be go against the Chazak and Toech Mesudah Mafsida? No. So Avada, Chazak and Toech Mesudah Mafsida. It's true. We don't think you're lying. We think you make a mistake. Either you forgot, sounds a little strange, but maybe he forgot. We said it's a little better if he's at least a Nasui. Rashi Shitasa, he's a Nasui, so he's a person who has had marital relations with people, so therefore he forgot, maybe, I don't know. Or he didn't realize that he was the person that did it. He didn't realize that he was Shibur B'Sodah.
Wouldn't it seem that the person spends all this time and money on this, and he comes to the Pesach Shiloh and he's just going to convince himself that he didn't feel it or whatever?
What's the question?
The person's not a bucky. Why is Pesach Shiloh?
What?
Wouldn't it seem from the Chazaka that it's a crazy good Chazaka that guy spent all this time and money on a wedding, and he's going to throw it to the wayside, kind of appease himself, like, convince himself after...
Gives himself that it's
a mistake. I'm
okay, but now he's so if, and if he comes in and says that it wasn't a mistake,
why would it say? Of course, like a lot of person come in.
He obviously feels very strongly that it was Pesach Pesuach.
He wouldn't do it if he's like, oh,
he obviously feels that it's. Yeah. This is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says an alternative pshat to Rashi. Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil. My lav de katoin tainas Pesach Pesuach. Tosfos my lav de katoin tainas Pesach Pesuach. The second one, which is our sugya. Ubi Yehuda apagav de ikach hazok lo mehem ki nipish brank mekudjus inami kivin de mesiachirim avadai bo aleo. This is a different svara. See, you're saying you have a chazaka, it's very nice, but going against your chazaka is basically another chazaka. What's the chazaka?
Yeah.
That you were baller. Or whatever you want to say, vadai, if this is vadai baller. Tulomuki inish anafshe. The alphagav de gabi yavama amrinon, the adlam yom muki inish anafshe. A person can hold back for 30 days. Yoroi pamim lo muki anafshe. Afilu shahachas daldaskin misyachinima be isra chazaka. Why does Tosfos not say Rashi's pshat? Why does Rashi not say Tosfos' pshat? What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So perhaps you could say as follows. Tosfos holds he was Vaday Bo'aleh. Rashi holds he's not Vaday Bo'aleh. It's only a Shema. Tosfos holds, look, there's nothing to talk about. In Yehuda there was a Bia. Rashi holds not like that. What's the Machlokes? So says the Oil Torah, based on the Shita Mekubetz, is as follows. When they were Miyachid, what was the purpose of the Yichud? Rashi says it's that they should be, they should build their relationship more. Was the purpose to have a bia?
No.
According to the Tosfos, we saw that Teresh Shmuel's Medayik from this very Tosfos. What was the purpose of being miyachid?
Yeah.
To have bia.
What does that mean? It's not like a simple.
That they want to have bia.
In Yehuda, they just went completely against all.
No, so we spoke about it. We said that there was a Hegman, and they did Brachos Erison beforehand. They said Shever Brachos. They did it to avoid the Hegman. They had a Hegman problem. The Hegman is so, even according to Rashi's Pashas, they had the Hegman problem. But Rashi held, what did they do? They just made that she should be able to go into this with a stronger bond with her husband before she goes through this trauma with the Hegman. So it should be Ba'ines or whatever the Svar is. But according to Tosfos, what did they go in? What was the Kavana? Bia. So is there going to be a Bia? We have a klal. Hein hein eidei yichud. Whenever they're going in to do a bia, what are we going to assume they did? A bia. According to Rashi, did they go in to do a bia?
No.
But hein hein eidei yichud isn't only for a case where they're going in to do a bia.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
How do we know?
I'll ask you a question. Anytime you see a man and a woman be miyachid, is that eidei yichud?
It's eidei yichud.
Is that eidei yichud?
No.
Why not? I would hand it to
you.
Yes.
So
I'm asking you a question. Every time a man and woman are alone in a room, should she become us with her husband?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. But she doesn't. Why not? It's only when they're going in for that reason. So that's when you say hein eidei nebiyah. When is the normal case when a husband and wife go in a room together? So that's hein eidei nebiyah, because we know why husband and wife are going into the room together. But so over here, if they're going in for that reason, hein eidei nebiyah. But according to Rashi, they're not going in for that reason. So not every time a man and woman are alone in the room together is there going to be a bia. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's not muchach there's going to be a bia.
There's no
Edom,
Rabbi. The Gemara says there's no
Edom. We weren't Edom in the room, it means. Rashi means there's no Edom in
the room.
Yeah.
There's never Edom in the room.
That's what it means. There's no Edom to Kilo stop them from doing it.
So why aren't we talking about hand-hand?
There's
no Edom.
No, it means to stop the Bia. It means Edom to stop the Bia. That's what it means. So it's a very mudden lashon. It's a mudden lashon. What? That's only in a case when they didn't go in al-das to Biava Bia, and we don't know for sure that they did it. In order to create Isser, you need to see the Edom. The Edom have to see the Bia in a Hanami. But over here, where we're sending them in order to have a bia, Tosfos holds, Avada, there's a bia. There's not a discussion of there's a bia. So it's Lashitosa that that's the reason they went into the room together. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, they went in the room just for Liboy Gaspa, in order to just like make this, just that they should have a little bit more private time together. So it's not Muchach that there's a bia.
By David and Bathsheba, what happened then? Tosfos said I remember Tosfos complaining that no one saw the actual bia itself.
Right. So exactly. That's why, because over there was no. You don't say hein eidei yichud, hein eidei bia.
Why not? Because it's not a husband and wife.
Right.
Well, I thought everyone knew what was going on there. That's what he said back then. Everyone knew. He called him to turn into his bedroom. He's like, he's out of work. Call Bathsheba.
Right.
And then everyone left. Everyone knew what was going on.
So that's what Rashi says. Okay, Rabbi, so we did this sugi over there. We have to do some chazar. But that's what Rashi says. And Tosfos learned not like that because the mice is still asur al by law. And maybe according to David HaMelech, he wouldn't say that because David HaMelech is, we're not going to assume that he's going to. Kitzer, it's clear we don't say hein eidei yichud hein eidei bia on a regular case. Every time a man and woman is in a room together, you don't say hein eidei yichud hein eidei bia. Or else every time a woman is miyached, she's going to be asur on her husband. That's not the case. It's only with Kino and Stira.
I mean, what's the Tosfos lashon in the beginning? His first answer is that it sounds like in Rashi that's a good svara, but in Tosfos is saying that.
Why does Tosfos have to say lo muki inish anafshe?
Yeah, we're sending them in there.
If that's what they're going in to do, so what does it mean lo muki inish anafshe? I don't know. Interesting.
Send them in to do it.
Yeah, he's going to end up doing it. It's and I don't know if it means because he's fighting with his Yetzer Tov. It's just he's not going to, if they're going to do it, even if he has a headache, they're going to end up, I'm not sure. The Haflah says the Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos as follows. Says the Haflah. What happens, we're in Yehuda, he comes and he says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. She says nothing. What's then? According to Tosfos, what are we going to say? It doesn't matter if she doesn't say anything. It's like a known fact, there was a bia over here, so she doesn't have to come and say that there was a bia. It was vada bia. She says that flaw. According to Rashi, however, she doesn't claim that there was a bia. Who said there was a bia?
She's not saying anything. She's not arguing.
She's not saying it. But no. Listen. He's coming in and saying, Pesach Chmuz Masazi, I was not boiled during Yichud. She says nothing. Are we going to come and taina for her to say that it was that there was a bia? We're not going to taina it for her. So therefore, we're not going to be choshish there's a bia, and then maybe shetaka, she will lose her ksuba. That's the nafkamina between Naflo and Rashi. Between Rashi and Tosfos, and says Naflo. The problem is that the Shita Mekubetzes is medayik in Rashi, that she doesn't have to taina. Look at the Rashi. That Rashi, the first white line in Rashi, La'afsida ksubasa, ubi Yehuda loy mafsida alpiv, de'amrinan hu ba'alea be'erisin. What does it mean, de'amrinan hu ba'alea be'erisin? We say, hu ba'alea be'erisin. What should it, according to Afla, what should Rashi say? She says, hu ba'alea be'erisin. What is amrinan hu ba'alea be'erisin? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Even if she doesn't say, "Afilu im itana besula hayisi," anan tayninon ba'avura, shebala be'erisin, ava gav de'ilo tana achin. This seems to be the shita is using the technique which is called tayninon. There's a cloud called Tainina. Sounds like the Shita is using Tainina. But the Shita is very, very big Chiddush. I'll tell you why. David Pivarsky has one kasha, it's Tainina Hoitzi, but I have a different kasha. Where do we ever find Taininon for someone who makes their own Taina? What is she saying? Makes their own Taina. She's not Shoysekes, says the Shita Mugatu. She's saying, I'm a Besula. She says, I'm a Besula. So she said her Taina already. So how are we Taininon for her? If she already made her Taina. Where is the Makar for the din of Taininon? Chazal bring a Pasuk. Psach. Picha le'ilem. Which means open the mouth of the mute. Psach. Picha le'ilem. Open your mouth for the mute. She's not mute. She said her Taina. So you don't say not Taininon someone a Taina they didn't say. If someone says nothing, someone's not there, the classic case of Taininon is if the person's not present. So we taina for him. Over here, why are we taining? If she's making one taina, she's saying Besula Yisi. What's the pshat? So someone had said over here, just to say a little bit more than that, but she tainas Besula. The answer is, but she's not really taining Besula. The pshat is, what is she dying to say right now? You did it. But why isn't she doing that? She's embarrassed. So this isn't the regular klal of Taininon. This is really, we're using telepathy to know what she's taining. She's just not saying it. Regular Taininon is, we're making up a taina. You're not here. Maybe it was my father. Someone walks in and has a shtar and says, look, this field is mine. I want to take it away from the apotropos. Okay, where's the owner? He's not around. I want the field. I have a shtar. So maybe, we have to taina for him. I don't know, maybe it was stolen, maybe it was sold, maybe it was, I don't know. We'll have to come with taina. Everything we're making up is just made up tainus. Over here, this is her taina that she just doesn't. She's too intimidated to say. We're not making up a taina. Tosis doesn't need to have to come on to this. Tosis says even if she doesn't say anything, there's a chazaka. He says, you know, a Pesach was so. We tell him right away, you were boiled. Forget it. According to Tosis, we don't have to come on to taininon. According to Rashi. So it's true that according to Rashi, if she wouldn't taina that he was bala, then we wouldn't have that chashash. But we taina it for her because we are assuming that she be'etzim wants to taina this.
Why is she embarrassed?
Why? Very good. According to Rashi, it's not normal to have bia. Rashi didn't have bia. It was just libel gaspa. She doesn't want to say there was bia. According to Tosfos, she wouldn't be embarrassed in a chanami. According to Tosfos, we don't even need her taina because it doesn't get off the ground. He says that Pesach Mesuch, Yehuda, of course it's not a...
The guy's saying she was a zana or somebody else, I'm saying. It's pretty embarrassing as it is to get your back. He's coming to Pesach Mesuch, it's embarrassing as it is. She just has to get out of that. So, meaning it's like one bush overnight.
I hear that. Now, basically, what's a little bit schwer to me is the following thing. In Yehuda, when did they get married in Yehuda? What day of the week?
Wednesday.
Why are they getting married on Wednesday? According to Rashi, Rabbeisai, they didn't have bia. I mean, it might have happened here and there, whatever, but it wasn't the regular to have bia. So I understand they're getting married on Wednesday. But according to Tosfos, Aldas Kain Miyachid, why they get married on Wednesday? Says Akiva, because it was the Takana. And the Takana was Ozim Koima. But what was the Takana? What's the first word in our Masechta? Besula Nisei Sliyom Harabi. Besula Nisei, is she a Besula? No.
Now it's coming out that we're changing the day because that money.
We're not changing the day. We're just saying, we're not changing the day. We're just saying Besula. She's not a Besula.
The whole reason she's not a Besula is because of that money.
What? So, I don't know. Maybe he should. They should. Come of Yehuda should be on Yom Ravi, so that he could come to Bezdin the next day. But if you're telling me that he was everyone's boil, they're always boil. So then maybe they shouldn't get married on Wednesday.
That was a Hegman problem. What? So it should have been. Spoke about Hegman problem.
I understand that. But Lamaisa, she is not a Besula. Going to Tosfos, all women getting married in Yehuda, when they go to the Chuppah, are not Besulas. So why are they getting married on Wednesday?
There's no Hashash also. It's in the Arusim, so there's no.
What?
There's no Hashash of Tachta, it's in the Arusim.
Right, correct.
So there's no correct. Reason to get
correct.
Married then.
Correct. 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 Right? Correct.
Some people went to their father in law with Edom, like the Mishnah says, Shaloi be Edom. It sounds like some people went with Edom.
Right.
So, like, once, we're not going to make it on the whole Yudah because there were some people that did it okay in a proper way.
Right.
Everybody was Miyachid.
Oh, so Shaila was this like the. I don't know. Did everyone in Yehuda do this? Maybe it's only some people. In Achanami, these people in Yehuda, Taka, there's no reason for them to get married. She's Taka Bula. She's Taka shouldn't get married on Wednesday. But there's other people in Yehuda that didn't do this, and it wasn't everyone. It's Ha'oichle Yisrael Yehuda. If these are the people that did it this way, they decided to do it this way. So then, maybe in Achanami they shouldn't get married on Wednesday.
Maybe she should go to the father on Wednesday.
Maybe she should go to the father on Wednesday. The problem is, why do they do this whole thing? We said it's to disrupt the Hegemon. The Hegemon's going to find that she's a Ba'ula. How's the Hegemon going to find she's a Ba'ula? The Hegemon's not going to... She doesn't have to get married on Wednesday anymore. She doesn't have to do Chuppah on Wednesday. Were we making even the Ba'ulas do Chuppahs on Wednesday? I don't know. I don't think so.
But Ila Yisrael, love you, a lot of Aser her.
What?
We still say you're allowed to Aser.
For sure. You can say whatever you want. Shabbat
is the reason why you get married on Wednesday also.
What did you say?
Through Shavi, once we say come to Wednesday, to Asr because of Shavi Nafshe. So you're still
So for sure, first of all, for sure, according to Rashi, we said there's no reason to make Shavi Nafshe, just to make a neder if you want to make a neder. There's no reason for that. We said Shem Yavo Edim. But over here, where these people are, we know these people are Ba'ulas, so then why would we do it? You know, it's What he's saying defies all of our logic. Okay, he's Demon Kenegad Dam according to Rashi also, Pashtus. According to Rishalmi, he's Demon Kenegad. Okay. Al Koponim. Rabbi, last thing we have to talk about here in the sugya is Tosis Avol Bigolil Matzitain. Tosis says, Gemara is medayik that begol he can taina tainas tainas besulin. Tosis says, what's the makor for that? Says Tosis, because it's mashma that it doesn't make a difference what you say. Bein omer shabala min ha'erisin, bein omer pesach no matza. Because she's ne'emenes b'mingu di boy amra, taina di'i boy amra, b'erisin ba'alea. So Tosis says that what happens if the Isha comes and says, besulani. She has a migu that she could have said, b'erisin ba'alea. If we're in Yehuda, she's for sure going to be neman to say Beris and Baalel. It's Yehuda. So even if she says Basula, she's going to be neman with a migu. Migu di by Amra Beris and Baalel. So she's going to get the ksuba with a migu. Correct, Rabban Leib Steinman, that lachor it's a migu lahaitzi, using a migu to take ksuba. We know ein holchem mamon basar roiv. Why not? Amoitzi mechavero alavaraya migu lahaitzi lo amrinon. Why not? Amoitzi mechavero alavaraya. So how can you be mitzi with a migu? She's saying, believe me that I'm a besula, and therefore I get the ksuba, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said that he was baal le'amena erisin, I would have gotten the ksuba. So I have a migu, and the migu is going to be mitzi mamon.
You have another question. Her migu itself is contradicting what she's saying.
What do you mean?
Because she's trying to say besula, and then she's like, believe me, because I heard that it wasn't besula.
So the chayra over here in Tosis, we're going to have to say a similar yisoid which we said previously. Shabaron Leib says that over here the migu is not coming to be mitzi; she's being mitzi mamon with her ksuba. Be'etzem, he's trying to be ma'ar on the ksuba. He's trying to say that she wasn't a besula. She's trying to create a suffix in the ksuba. The fact that she has a migu just makes that now there's no suffix on the same way, similar to the way that we said that you could be Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Maman. But Pnei Yeshua asked the question on Tosis, how could Svek Sveka be Maitzi Maman? We said the Svek Sveka is not really being Maitzi Maman. The Svek Sveka is just making that there's no suffix on the Shtar, and the Ksuba is being Maitzi Maman. So to over here, the Svek Sveka is not really, the Migu is not being Maitzi. The Migu is just making that there's really no Taina on her Ksuba. His Taina that he's saying, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, is making it not into a Taina. Once that's the case, so then she gets Ne'amanis, mikoyach the fact that she has a Cheskas Chiyav or the Ksuba.
And later on, we can't say the same thing. It's coming from Tosis. You can't say it.
Yeah, because later on, over there we're talking about where you have to be Maitzi with the Migu. There's no Cheskas Chiyav over there. It's a different case over there. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Beis Hashem, we skipped, we didn't do a full Hashlam in all of these Tosis in, but we're going to start the next Sugya on the top of Daf Yudah Mar'alat Beis Hashem tomorrow.